sooner or later, somebody's going to blab it on WVOX. 1460 WVOX.
I'm Steve Mayo. Opposite me, Lou Feliciano, and lots to talk about. But let's go to our patiently waiting caller, Bruce. Hi, Bruce.
Hey, how you doing? I got a message to Vince.
Hey, yeah. Let's hear it.
Now we know what President Biden meant when he was over in Long Island and said, "God save the Queens."
Oh, my goodness.
Bruce, there you go.
Bruce, you are the master. You're the master of the bon mot. And some other things, too. So what's really on your mind tonight?
What's really on my mind is there's a bit of news about William Barr and some messages and recordings that came in to the FBI. And William Barr is not on the nice persons list of our former president.
No.
And I think I might have a hint, and maybe we could have the callers talk about it if they're listening in and have an opinion. But on February 14th, William Barr was hired as the Attorney General. There's a fellow, a whistleblower by the name of Anish Sengupta.
February 14th, what year?
2019.
Okay.
And there's a whistleblower by the name of Onishchenko.
I've heard the name.
And Mr. Onishchenko turned over some documents and some recordings and some banking information on December of 2019.
Yes.
And these were recordings of the President of the soon to be down the road President of the United States talking about closing a bank that might have some records, that he ensures the President of the Ukraine that the FBI will not follow up on documents that were received, and so forth. It's quite a series of phone calls.
I've heard about it, and I'd love to hear the tapes. That'll take some waiting, I'm sure.
Well, they're also pretty long, and they use up the time. You know, it's not great for everybody. We can talk about that.
For sure. Worth editing ourselves.
But anyway, December 9th, 2019, the press reports this, reports the tapes. Immediately, the Justice Department says, oh, they're fake.
Yes.
Well, there's banking records following up that say maybe they're not quite so fake. Now, the Treasury Department says reports you can find on the Internet right now. They said the documents were received around June 2020. So it's interesting, the Treasury Department's reception of the tapes is 7 months after the Onishchenko turned them over.
Yes.
And then Barr remained in the position he had as Attorney General until 2020, December 14th, 2020.
Yes.
So he was in the building, so to speak, when this material was turned in, and he didn't tell the president about it. He didn't report it publicly. What happened?
Right.
I don't know, but I think that might be a hint. Maybe callers can come in with an opinion.
Of course.
As to what happened? Why was this stuff buried?
At the very least, slow walking. And where's the press scrutiny? And of course, the press attention to William Barr when he's assured of criticizing President Trump, but when he's got something hurtful to Joe Biden, so we hear. You don't hear about it. It's not reported. You know, there's the expression, rats leaving a ship, Bruce. Let's face it. It's not hard to make a fervent anti-Trumper out of even the very best former Trump employee, if that's possible, but I believe it is possible, with the promise of the glaring lights, interviews, prominence, invitation to The View, and other trappings of being in the know and being accepted by the left-wing media. It's pretty clear.
That's because the media is the right arm of the Democratic Party, hands down.
Yep. Now, remember something, too, about those rats leaving the ships. Hundreds of years ago, rats leaving the ships spread the Black Plague, and it didn't work out so good. And I don't know what's going to happen with the rats leaving this time, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was just as devastating.
Well, let's face it. They've been very injurious to not just Donald Trump. If it was just Donald Trump, if the delineations were made more clearly, I could understand it. He's a controversial figure. But let's face it, the after effects, the emanations of these supposed revelations revelations by former employees given so much prominence with little criticism, never mind, not even good questioning by the Democrat media, it's given undue warrant and undue regard by the media, and I'm not sure what the answer is, Bruce.
Well, I don't know either, but I do know Mr. Arnashenko is now living in Spain and living quite well. And he plays polo. The picture's on the internet. He plays polo. So there you go.
Really, remarkable. Fine. Great report, Bruce. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Thanks for this Bruce. National report.
Thank you, Bruce.
From Bruce, our able correspondent in Connecticut, just a little few miles over the border. On to our next caller. Hello, Lorraine. Hello.
Yes, hi. How are you? How
hi,
are you?
Lorraine.
Hi. I just wanted to continue something about the Story Hour. I'm wondering why they didn't have it at the Children's Library on North Avenue.
That's a very good question.
I mean, why the main library?
Right.
And if they wanted to attract children, we do have a children's room, but we yes. don't have a whole library dedicated to
well,
the children.
Well, I have to say, Lorraine, without any cynicism, there's no doubt they wanted to attract children, the sponsors, the library board, which I'm sure was knowledgeable of the extent, the depth of this, to me, a very politically motivated action. Mm-hmm. It's popular. It's woke. Let's face it, it's clearly in the backyard of the Democrat Party. And I think the New Rochelle public, if they want answers, not speculation, they're going to have to go to board meetings, library board, school board, and, of course, city council. Because at the end of the day, I don't care if they're not formally responsible. City council should have something to say about it, especially the candidates who are coming up for a Democrat primary and a Republican Democrat election.
Yes, and also I'd like to state my disappointment in the Catholic Church, leaders especially, not coming forward and protesting themselves about a group of men that dressed up as nuns and were honored at a baseball game.
Yes.
And they're
good point, Lorraine.
Defaming the crucifixion, the Stations of the Cross. We already have articles about, you know, how the rosary is, I guess, not appropriate, whatever, in people's eyes. And we did not have one religious leader, Catholic religious leader, come forward and voice the disapproval of this.
Let me tell you what I think as a non-Catholic, mm-hmm. but as a proud Jew, Not awfully observant, but becoming more so. I'm very disappointed in the Jewish and Muslim community of the United States. Never mind the Catholic. They're subject to horribly buffeting winds of political fortune, as well as, like many charitable organizations, government funding. We know there's politics in all of this. I'm shocked that the entire religious movement in the United States doesn't find offense in this unfair portrayal of a brother-sister religion's doctrine. I don't think it's appropriate. I think it's wrong. If these were people play-acting on the street on their own, it's protected by the First Amendment, in my opinion, without question. But endorsed by a Major League Baseball team and obviously by Major League Baseball itself, which is a nonprofit organization. In addition, it's exempt from the monopoly laws. Go explain that.
I agree with Lorraine.
Why does this happen?
I agree with Lorraine 100% here, Steve.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
And I'm wondering if it's because Catholics don't speak up.
What happened to the council we had in the city of New Rochelle, the clergy council,
which was
the Jewish, the Protestant, the Catholic, the Muslim? They have a coalition in New Rochelle. Yes. Why aren't they making a stand against this?
About Rabbi Wall's Coalition for Mutual Understanding?
Yes.
Great group.
What about that group? How come they're not making a stand on this, Steve? Why?
Great point, Lou.
And also, if it was any other religion, it would be coming from the White House, how they feel this is disappointing. You know, they're disappointed and it's hateful. And I'm wondering how many of those men were educated by nuns.
Lorraine, I laugh in disgust, not in humor. I am sickened by it. And not a few candidates for mayor attended Catholic school. I know a couple, and I think it's a proud tradition. Not my faith, but it's one I have regard for. As a member of another Abrahamic faith, and also as a member of the community, I think it's fine to go to religious school, but you expect a modicum of respect for your own tradition and those of your neighbors.
Yes, and how many of these nuns changed people's lives when they were educated in the Catholic school?
Of course, and imagine if this were a parody. Just take the background away, change the background, make it into a, heaven forbid, conservative group that had a parody of gay activists, right? With the same characters,
yes,
which I'm sure is intended to provoke laughter among left, I don't know who else. What if this was intended to provoke laughter among conservatives? You could imagine the outcry for bigotry and hatred being exploited. Why is this not bigotry and hatred being exploited with a slightly different direction?
Well, I don't know why, because of the few films I've seen of what they've done to the crucifixion and supposedly the Stations of the Cross, which are very important to
exactly.
the Catholic religion.
Exactly.
It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting.
That's what I understand. I don't know it firsthand, but I do think, again, it must start with the community. You're right. We have a lot of Catholic institutions in New Rochelle. It was always a faith-respecting community with parochial schools, synagogues, churches, and regard for all religions, quite
yes.
common and not at all exceptional.
Well,
gotta get
horrible
involved.
Thank
that
you, Lorraine.
We've come to this. Thank you.
Begins thank you, Lorraine.
Public,
good
Lorraine.
Call. Thank very
you.
Good
point. Very good point. But I have to say, we can huff and puff and be shocked and ashamed. I tell you, the public has to get involved. Voters, where are you?
I still say the coalition we had in New Rochelle.
That was a great idea.
Now, and we had that.
It was fine.
What was his name?
Emil Wall.
Emil
was a hero.
Wall, yeah. Yes,
and a reform rabbi.
Yeah.
And
he
a man,
brought all these together.
A political man of the moderate left, a liberal in the classic sense.
Exactly.
Great man.
Exactly.
They don't make him like that anymore.
Exactly.
We miss him every day. This is the Stephen Lee Show.
This is WVOX. Cloud. This is WVOX at 1460. For Premium Point, Scarsdale, and Purchase.
1460 WVOX.
Hi, everybody. We're on the air Mondays at 5:30 p.m. And we broadcast throughout the year here on WVOX 1460 a.m., your local community news station that has all sorts of features of interest to a very broad, wide palette of people. And I'm very proud to be associated with this company right here. It is a private company, and credit to them, too, for doing a great service, as well as having a great commercial product. Exciting, interesting, informative, entertaining radio. Let's get to our next caller. Joanne?
Yes, hi, you guys. How you doing?
Good, how are you? Thanks for your patience. I do appreciate it.
Oh, no, no problem, please. Okay, so let's see. Let me talk fast, as usual. Number one, to what Vincent had to say. I've been on that, following that, and very, very disturbed about it also. But, Steve, you said something interesting, which I did not know or realize, that it was the Ernie Davis Library? Is that how it is?
No. Ossie Davis. Ossie was a... It was an actor.
Ozzy, that's okay. Yeah. Yes, that's a whole different story. Oh my goodness. Okay, I was going to say that. Therefore,
if Ernie wants a library, let him name it after him in Mount Vernon.
Yeah, there you
God
go.
God bless him.
Well,
and he's a nice man. I've met him, and
yep.
Good luck to Mount Vernon. No problem.
Interesting. There you go.
Yep.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I mixed that up for a minute. Because if that it happened to be the case, I was going to say, shouldn't he have been informed? And the answer is no, because today I was on, Vince and I, in fact, were the only callers on his show.
Yes.
And it was very interesting. He didn't really know about this at all. I had no
really?
Idea about this. And, yeah, he was very, he said, well, that's not happening in Mount Vernon. Well, it's going to be
okay,
there.
It happened.
Of time.
Something's happened.
But you know what? Yeah, I mean, I guess. But the thing is, he totally unaware of it, as a lot of people are. It's disgusting. Okay, so now.
Well, you know, there's a trick to publicity. You don't want to stir up your opposition. People who have independent minds who might not think it's a great idea. You just want to have enough publicity for the right people to bring their 3 to 8-year-olds. In Lou, Joanne, that was the target audience, 3 to 8-year-olds. And all I can tell you is, I can only tell you this, a young lady very near and dear to me, who's very generally liberal, though conservative in many things also, she asked me, why are people doing this? What's the purpose, Lou, Joanne? Do we get it? Do we follow this? What is the motivation here? I believe everybody deserves a free stage. This is the greatest, freest nation on earth with the best written constitution on earth. But why do people have to force it through our community institutions who don't have enough resources to be open every day of the year? Joanne, Lou has heard me. I think our public libraries should be open every day of the year, national holidays included, for kids who don't have the resources, don't have the family, even parents, sometimes father or mother, heaven forbid, or computers that the library has.
I'll tell you what,
let them,
Steve,
let them be open all year
I'll
round.
Tell you
that's progressive programming. That's progressive meaning good for the community.
I'll tell you the reason why. Because the woke movement wants to break up the people of the family, break up the family structure, and break up the religion structure. Because once you take away family and you take away people of religion, you can control them more. And that's what's happening.
You know what? Exactly. And
that's
what's
happening.
Exactly. Lou, exactly. And they should not, therefore, in my eyes, they should not be teaching. How dare you? You stay away in schools now. I'm jumping over to schools. Forget the library. How dare you teach in these days, these times with the woke bull, my children or my grandchildren, whatever it is, how dare you teach them religion or... Or the, what else do I want to say? Sex or religion should not be allowed in schools today.
Well, let me ask you, if they think this is appropriate fare for the public library, which, again, has limited hours of opening year-round, you will hear that they have a limited budget spent on salaries to an amount nobody really knows, but I suspect it's like the school system, Lou, maybe 70% on salaries. Maybe that needs looking at. Maybe we need more volunteers. By the way, subject to the union contract, which needs to be looked at, and I have to do a FOIL for that. But I will tell you, your point is valid. We have to pay attention to what's important,
but
people have to be involved. And people have to go to meetings.
And you know what? And you know what else? Furthermore, how dare, because both my son's wife and my daughter use for their little ones the library also. I did it for years. I'm sure you guys did too. Your little ones, story hour, this, that. But you know what? Can I one more quick thing with respect to what Lorraine said?
Yes.
You know what? Because I hate to say this. I'm a Catholic, proud of my religion.
Yes.
Born a Catholic, want to die a Catholic, okay? Here's the thing, though. With our religion, they are, and I hate to say this.
Joanne, 30 seconds, please.
They're in bed with the border, with the Democrats at the border. Are you kidding me? They think they're getting all the Christians coming, of course, because a lot of those Hispanic families are big Christians.
Hey, Joanne.
Were, at least.
The immigrants, legal or illegal for now, are a time bomb for the Democrat Party. They're going to turn into observant, conservative voters someday.
Yep.
So, anyway, Joanne, we have to go to another call.
Okay.
Thanks for
guys,
the point.
Bye.
Call again.
Thank you.
We're rapidly losing time, but let's go to our last caller. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Chris.
Okay, you know, I didn't know what you were talking. I heard a mention of the Catholic Church, okay?
Yes.
And I want to just make a point, okay, about the Catholic Church.
Make it fast, Chris, please.
Yeah, I understand. The Catholic Church or the Catholic religion has the power to condemn someone to eternal damnation for the commission of a mortal sin.
Yes.
You know, so that's why I don't think the church should get involved in politics, okay, because they have that kind of power.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you think the woke movement, which has a few tricks up its own sleeve as well, like some religions today, you don't think they have the power of life or death or success of a movement in the public eye today? Think about it. The power of the cancel culture.
Well, I don't know what the question is, but homosexuality is a mortal sin in the Catholic Church.
It is.
And I'm not even judging that. It's a point to be made, Chris. I respect that. But anyway, we'll have to investigate this further.
I went to 16 years of Catholic school.
I know you did. I went to Jewish school, and it's trying and tough. Thanks for the call, Chris. Point made.
Thank you, Chris.
Please call again. It's been great being on the air, everybody. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week, 5:30 p.m., WVOX. Lou and Steve.